Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And I thought, yes, let's start with the vocal. You'll know the song well enough. But who wrote it?
And the beat goes on. The beat goes on. Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the break. La-di-da-di-di. La-di-da-di-da. Charles' thing was once the rage of history has turned a page of the mini skirts, the current thing of teeny bopping. Newborn king of, and the beat goes on. The beat goes on. The grocery store's a supermarket. Little girls still break their hearts up. Men just keep on marching off to war. Electrically, they keep the baseball score. And the beat goes on. It goes on. Keep chasing girls to get a kiss. Cars just keep going faster all the time. A bum's still crazy, buddy, have you got a dime? And the beat goes on. Thank you.
That was recorded July 1999, when we were all in a panicky mood about computer problems as year 2000 got ever closer. Well, at least I was panicking. Recorded live at the Green Mill, uptown Chicago. Patricia Barber, leader, singer, pianist and Hammond B3 player, always enjoyed her work. Michael Arnopol, bass, giving the song that Peggy Lee fever feel. John McLean, guitar. Eric Monska, drums. Ruben P. Alvarez, percussion. And I'm sure you recognised The Beat Goes On, written by Sonny Bono. And it was only a minor hit for Sonny and Cher in early 67. But this version is even better, I reckon. Patricia Barber includes a wonderful poem in the liner notes, a poem she wrote herself, of course, entitled If This Isn't Jazz, and closes with Until the Real Thing Comes Along. And that was the real thing. We'll stay with the Hammond B3, but this is way, way different. Thank you. the cat. I shouldn't have said that, as Wilf obviously heard me. That was a Lalo Schifrin compo. This was recorded in June 2000, when I was still overcome with relief that the world hadn't ended on the 1st of Jan 2000. This June 2000 Rudy Van Gelder recorded High Note album includes all the crowd pleasers: Milestones, Moaning, Back at the Chicken Shack, Hip Cake Walk, plus some fantastic originals like Latin Groove. The leader and master of the Hammond B3 is Papa John DeFrancesco. Two of the Francesco sons are also here. Joey, known for his Hammond B3 work nowadays, but on trumpet here. John Jr. guitar, plus Bootsy Barnes on tenor, that's a great name. Glenn Ferraconi on drums. Papa John was influenced by Wild Bill Davis and Bill Doggett when he was growing up, and later he rubbed shoulders with the likes of Jimmy Smith, Brother Jack McDuff and Groove Holmes. Whatever happens, no more organ this week. Ellington's Creole Blues, played as a duet between Marcus Roberts on piano and Ronald Westray trombone. The Ellington original, you might remember, featured the majestic Lawrence Brown. This was recorded at either St. Joseph's Cathedral, New Orleans, June 91, or, more prosaically, BMG Studios, New York, November 91. This BMG CD is made up of half Marcus Roberts' solo pianos, half with guests, and I'll put this to one side, if I may, and play you another short track later. Bassist Tim Thornton's next. Tim Thornton's trio was the support act when I went to Ronnie Scott's recently, and they were quite superb. So I thought I'll dig out one of his CDs, and I did. This is called New Kid, apparently in tribute to both Sonny Rollins and John Coltrane, although at this mo, I'm struggling to see the relevance. We heard South Park Avenue. There are lots of South Park Avenues in the UK. This one is the Glasgow version. Another Thornton compo on this CD is Bell Common, and it's a homage to Thornton's favourite tunnel on the M25. Bell Common Tunnel, no less. It's, quote, 560 yards of tarmacadam heaven, unquote. Sometimes I think I'm the only sane person left on the planet. Tim Thornton bass, Dave O'Higgins tenor, Ross Stanley piano, Chris Draper drums. It's Ray Bryant again. It's his own compo, Prayer Song. Ray Bryant's mother was a church organist. I throw that in unnecessarily. Bryant's long been a favourite of mine. He's accompanied Coltrane, Miles, Golson, Cannonball, Max Roach, Rollins, and had a long, long association with Carmen McRae. But it's his piano-based drums lineup work that I like the most. This was his own song, Prayer Song. I could squeeze in another reference to his organ-playing mother here, but I won't. This version was recorded March-April 92 in New York with Rufus Reed bass, Grady Tate drums. Next, it's drummer Paul Motian, although you wouldn't think so. Tennessee Waltz, recorded September 2010 in New York. The leader and drummer, Paul Motian, was 79 at the time of the recording and died just a year later. He's best known for his work with Bill Evans and Keith Jarrett, but he's also recorded lots with bassist Charlie Hayden and guitarist Bill Frisell. Charlie is not on this album, but his daughter Petra Hayden is, as the singer. Bill Frisell is here. Finally, Thomas Morgan, bass. Given that Motian has done lots of avant-garde-ish stuff in his later career, this is very much of mainstream standards. Loved it all. It's called The Windmills of Your Mind on the Winter and Winter label. It's Ellington time.
Thank you.
In the late 80s, an Atlantic Records subsidiary, Saja, released 10 individual CDs of the so-called private collection from Ellington's personal stockpile of recordings that he'd recorded at his own expense. And they do contain gems galore. That song was Rod La Rock, rock as in R-O-C-Q-U-E. No one knows who Rod might have been. An Ellington compo, inevitably, and this New York April 65 recording of it is its one and only outing. Great solos from Johnny Hodges, Lawrence Brown, the majestic Lawrence Brown, Harry Carney and Ray Nantz, all over Sam Woodyard's time-defining rim shots. Here's Marcus Roberts again. This time it was Marcus Roberts and Ellis Marsalis Jr. in a piano duet on the song Broadway, I assume recorded at St. Joseph's Cathedral in New Orleans, as that's where the leader of the Marsalis tribe has lived since his birth. We're off to Copenhagen. Thank you. East Sound Studio, Copenhagen, Feb 84. Irving Sidney Duke Jordan was classically trained, but joined Roy Eldridge's band in 46. Roy was then a big jazz name, and Charlie Parker came to the Three Juices Club to hear them play and offered the young Jordan the pianist chair in his newly formed quintet that included Miles Davis and Max Roach. Jordan had 3 years with Parker, followed by 2 years with Sonny Stitt and Gene Ammons. Jordan relocated to Copenhagen in 78 and remained there for the rest of his life. He died in 2006. That was his best-known compo, Flight to Jordan. He later added Flight to Japan and, of course, Flight to Denmark. Jasper Thilo, Bent Yadig were on tenors, Hugo Rasmussen bass, and another American expat who made Copenhagen his home, Ed Thigpen on drums. Jordan on piano, obviously. That's on the Japanese Marshmallow label, and the album's called Copenhagen Jew, to celebrate the early morning, I assume. Ha! No Ray Brown yet this week. Thank you. Label album called The Jazz Masters and recorded at Trafalgar Studios in Sydney, Australia, the liner notes helpfully tell me, recorded I think in 94. The Jazz Masters are Ray Brown bass, Herb Ellis guitar and the Australian pianist Serge Ermol, Australian by naturalisation at this stage, even though he was born to white Russian parents, white as opposed to red of course, white Russian parents in Shanghai. His father, Sergei Ermolev, was born in Manchester in the UK before going out to Shanghai as a drummer. Also in this band, the Jazz Masters, Barry Duggan, known as the Bat. He came from Melbourne and he was on tenor. And also from Melbourne, Stewie Spears on drums. And it was Stewie's very last recording before he died. We heard the Sonny Rollins compo Doxy, a fave of ours. It's another vocal.
Falling in love with love is falling from make-believe. Falling in love with love is playing the fool. Learning to love is such a juvenile fancy. That's for children in school. I fell in love one night when the moon was full. Fell in love with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love, with love, with love everlasting. Oh, but love fell out with me. Falling in love is falling from make-believe. Falling in love is playing the fool. Learning to love is such a juvenile fancy. That's for children in school. I fell in love one night when the moon was big, bright, and full. Fell in love with eyes unable to see. I fell in love with love, with love, with love everlasting. Oh, but love fell out with me. Fell in love with eyes unable to see. I
head over heels in love. When the moon was full, big bright moon, but love fell out with me.
And that was the Rodgers and Hart standard Falling in Love with Love from the 1938 musical The Boys from Syracuse, based on Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors, by the way. Ernestine Anderson, who incidentally in the 70s was managed by bassist Ray Brown. Here she's live at Dizzy's Club Coca-Cola at Jazz at Lincoln Center. Was ever a jazz club given a worse name? It was recorded over three visits to the Columbus Circle venue between 2008 and 2010. Houston Person, tenor, Lafayette Harris, Jr., piano, Chip Jackson, bass, Jerome Jennings, drums. And it's our very last one, and it's from a Fresh Sound CD called Newport 59, the Barney Willen Quartet, when, of course, he played at the famous Newport Jazz Festival. Only part of this album is from Newport, in fact, as there are two totally different gigs, one in Dusseldorf in Germany and one from Paris, but we'll stay in Newport. And we'll hear Barney Willen's own compo called, with not a huge amount of imagination, Barney's Tune. Barney tenor, Toshiko Akiyoshi piano, Tommy Bryant, brother of Ray, on bass, and none other than Roy Haynes drums. Barney Willen was ill at this time, but we certainly wouldn't know it. Thank you. As always, I really hope you've enjoyed the show and equally hope you'll rejoin me, Mike Wynn, next week, same time, same place, for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.